One of our guests on this show is Cliff Ratza. Cliff is the author of the award-winning Lightning Brain series. In addition to being an author, he's a writing coach for the Lightning Brain Press, teaches at universities in Chicago, and has a consulting business. He holds degrees in math, physics, computer science, business, and related liberal disciplines, and has worked for a variety of companies and industries in major U.S. metropolitan areas. And he labels himself the Simple Scholar, because he uses his degree's breadth and depth of work experiences to syntopically analyze topics of interest in order to develop a clear and concise objective view so listeners can decide what to think. So let's welcome Cliff to our show.
It's a strange, strange world we're living, Master Jack.
I'm the author of the Lightning Brain series and its sequels. I'm also a writing coach, have a consulting business, and teach at universities in Chicago. If you'd like to learn more about this, please contact the Lightning Brain Press or the Quippy Quill. This podcast is the first in a series I am making that provides a compact explanation of our world. I read many books and articles, and have listened to many videos explaining the details. And this series will provide a useful summary that is based on current facts and should be short enough to be enjoyable. So let's begin. And I started by showing a diagram of how the universe evolved. I'm not going to try to summarize it, but please study it for a moment or two afterwards if you wish. And now I'll proceed. Our world began in an event we call the Big Bang, which occurred 13 billion years ago. From it came all the matter and energy we will ever observe. Matter and energy are interchangeable. Energy allows matter to move, and matter is made of fundamental particles like electrons, protons, neutrons, and photons. They, in turn, are controlled by the four fundamental forces of nature: gravity, electromagnetism, the weak force, which holds atoms together, and the strong force, which holds the subatomic particles together. Scientific principles, namely those of physics, control all of this. Man's understanding of physics had four major breakthroughs since the ancient Greeks. Although a number of scientists contributed, here are the four iconic scientists associated with the breakthroughs. The first is Aristotle, who was the first to use logic and reasoning to explain the events he observed. The second is Newton, who proposed the theory of gravity. The third is Einstein, whose theory of relativity gave us new ways of looking at time and space. And the fourth is Richard Feynman, who came up with Feynman diagrams via quantum physics for explaining events. If you'd like more details on all these laws of physics, which, by the way, control the laws of all other sciences, such as biology and chemistry, you should get a copy of the three-volume Feynman's Lectures on Physics. And that's a wrap for the first podcast in the series. The next one will start from here. I hope you'll find them all enjoyable. So I'll click the End Live Video button, and as soon as I find it, I'll click it.
Well, we hope you listeners enjoyed hearing Cliff's comments. He certainly has developed an engaging public speaking style. When I first met him, he told me that one of his associates who belonged to Toastmasters taught him the basics of speaking to an audience. He certainly seems to have been a good student, and he always presents as many sides as he can think of when discussing topics of interest. No wonder the students in his negotiations and sales courses give him top marks. We'll invite him back when the topic and time are right.